About a shiny roof, the glare being, put your money away, Alan, the glare being so much that the neighbour had to wear her sunglasses inside. And it led us not just to talk about shiny roofs, but also think about bright white roofs, because there's a bit of a movement, in fact it's called the white roof movement, helping to reflect the sun's heat away from the dark, asphalt-dominated urban environment, which can really become heat zones in summer. Now, Dr. Adam Taylor is from the Faculty of Design and Creative Technologies School of Engineering, Computer and Mathematical Sciences at AUT, who a while back now researched the issue of white roofs. Dr. Taylor, kia ora, welcome.
Yeah, kia ora. Well, thanks for having me.
Pleasure, yeah. Look, so the issue of white roofs has become, once I looked into it, pretty topical in recent years, even a white roof movement. Is it a worthwhile idea actually looking at this as a concept, do you think?
The short answer is yes. No. So what happened was a few years ago we had, it was coming to the fore, and there were some discussions going on. I went to a seminar run by Engineers for Social Responsibility, and it was discussed there. And coincidentally, out of that, I got the opportunity to do an experiment. And that experiment was, we've got two identical buildings, one of them with a old red roof and one of them with a roof that was going to be painted white. And these buildings were co-located, they were similarly used. And so I set up some monitoring equipment to see what the effects were, not in terms of just in terms of the temperature of the roof, but in terms of the effects on the occupants. And the outcome from that was fairly along the lines of what I expected, but it was the first bit of science that I was aware of that actually provided some empirical data to support this.
It's extraordinary. So can you explain a bit more of the outcome?
Essentially, the white roof versus a dark-coloured roof, yeah, it works as a thermal sink. So a dark color, anything will absorb energy, and in this case, sunlight energy. And how hot it will get really depends upon how much energy it absorbs and how quickly it can get rid of that energy.
Right.
And so what we see with the white roofs is it basically reduces the amount of energy that the roof absorbs, and this has a significant impact on the surrounding temperature, not just of the building and the building occupants, but also the surrounding environment, is what some other research is showing.
I find this actually very interesting and quite extraordinary, you know, and I know that you're very involved in property, Leonie, so you might have a sort of comment here, but urban areas, cities of dark asphalt, known as urban heat islands, we all know if we stay around in the cities in summer, can be a very, very hot environment. If, say, we had a white roof suburb or a precinct or an area, might it go some way into just taking the edge off that heat, I wonder?
Yes. There was a good work that was done over in Spain where they had a whole lot of greenhouses. And what they found was during the summer, the greenhouses were just getting too hot. And so what they did was they painted them white. And this covered about 270 square kilometres. And the effect of painting these greenhouses white was it actually dropped the surrounding temperature of the area by about 2 degrees.
No.
Yes.
2 degrees.
It was quite significant. And you mentioned just before about the cities getting hot. The cities are an urban heat sink. They just absorb energy. The concrete absorbs it. The roads absorb it and all of that. And more so, it actually radiates that heat back out in the evening. So when it gets cooler, it doesn't get cooler, if that
right.
makes sense. What would normally, in the evenings where normally it would start to get cold, the roads are still hot. I mean, that's why the cat goes and lies on the driveway, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Because it gets, there was some, and cities are typically several degrees warmer than the surrounding areas. And there was one data set that I come across that showed one city in particular was 12 degrees warmer on some evenings, because of this absorbed heat through the day, as well as the occupation and the activity within the city itself, of course.
Well, let's bring our panel. Leonie, you might have a sort of a thoughtful comment on this, being involved in property yourself.
Oh, I think it's fascinating research, and good on you, Adam, for undertaking this, because there's a huge amount of work going on around all sorts of buildings and energy efficiency and impact with climate and how, you know, how we occupy our buildings and our urban environments in a smarter way. So there's a huge raft of stuff happening in the space. But fascinating about the white roofs. Yeah. Very exciting.
Exactly. We've got a here at AUT, we've actually set up a department that looks at the built environment.
Yes.
Such as the level of work that's been done here.
That's John Tukey, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yes.
It is indeed. He's heavily involved with that.
I thought I'd just put a plug in for John. You know.
Well, let's, Alan.
In terms of how people, in terms of how people live,
yes.
What we found in this experiment was these buildings had about 10 centimetres of insulation, which is basically the old insulation spec requirement, and no, it didn't really make much difference in the temperature whether inside the building where people lived. Or were occupying, whether the colour of the roof. The insulation, with that low level of insulation, was significant enough to make it a negligible difference. We're talking half a degree, quite different. But up in the roof cavity itself, which of course wasn't protected from the heat, it was significant heat difference.
Right. Now, Alan, do you have a comment?
Goes up inside the roof would know.
No, I was just going to say, No, I was just going to say, like, it is interesting, and it reminded me of something when we were kids and we went on holidays to Spain or wherever. My mother wouldn't let us wear dark clothes because she said we'd literally melt. And we didn't understand the science behind it. We just knew the result and went, okay, fair enough. So, then I went through a rock stage and wanted to wear black and, you know, lost a lot of weight.
But now he must be in his Batman phase because he's got his Batman t-shirt on.
Adam, just before you go, so this might be in the future. I mean, you know, climate change is trying to assist us. With us, we're trying to look at policies both at a local governance level and a national level. This might be an issue for the future where we get a city-wide mandate to actually have light-coloured roofs?
Yeah, if that sort of thing was to come through, I mean, it would definitely have an effect on the temperature of the built environment. There's no doubt about that at all. But you would end up with situations like what has happened down south. For example, in Los Angeles, they have experimented with painting the roads a light grey. Almost a white, for this very reason, because, you know, it's a massive urban area. Mm. And what they have found is there have been a lot of complaints, very similar to what we had come from down south, where the light was too bright.
Okay. So you've got that aspect.
The issue of reflected light, which is what causes white roofs to work, like everything, there is the law of unintended consequences, and this is one of them. So if you were to do it, you need to think about the orientation of your roof, what's going to happen, and all that sort of
stuff. Right, so it's quite complicated. So if you have a whole suburb of white roofs, the glare might be...
another issue.
Hey, Dr. Taylor, thank you very much for your time. That was so very interesting. White roofs. What do you think about that issue? As a general rule, white roofs, 2101 is the number to text, or light asphalt, white asphalt, who knows? Might it work?